Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Deep Dark Descending by Alan Eskins, narrated by R.C. Bray. Chapter 1. Up North. I raise the axe handle for the third blow, and my arm disobeys me, stiffening above my head, my hand tangled in knots of shouldn'ts and shoulds and all those second thoughts that I swore wouldn't stop me. My chest burns to take in oxygen, my body trembles with a crystalline rage, and my mind screams orders to my mutinous hand, "For Christ's sake, get it over with. This is what you came here for. Kill him." But the axe handle doesn't move. A surge of emotion boils up from somewhere deep inside of me, building to such a violent pitch that I can't hold it in, and I let loose a howl that fills the spaces between the trees and whips through the forest like an arctic wind swirling skyward until it fades into nothingness. And still the axe handle doesn't move. Why can't I kill this man? He's on his back, unconscious, his eyes rolled up behind the slits of his eyelids. His arms are bent at the elbows, hands sticking up in the air. His fingers curl into sharp hooks, as if clawing at something that's not there. Maybe in the dark corners of his senseless brain he's still fighting with me, grabbing for my throat, or plunging his fish knife into my ribs. But the fight is over. He'll realize that soon enough. My chest is on fire, the frozen air scraping my lungs with white-hot bristles. Exhaustion kicks at my knees until I tilt back, planting my butt in the snow, the axe handle sinking to rest at my side.